Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 315. Today we're going to be talking about some of the favorite apps that I have that are helping me out the most right now. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hello, so the weekend that this episode is coming out, I am actually going to be away on a weekend trip with my daughters, just the three of us. And we are going away for 3 nights and we are leaving on Saturday and coming back on Tuesday. And I usually always record my episodes on Saturday. I have this dream that one day I will be ahead and have multiple episodes recorded in advance, but that hasn't quite happened yet. So as the trip is approaching, I'm actually doing this a few weeks before the trip is gonna happen, but we will actually be on the trip when this episode comes out. I'm trying to plan ahead because I'm realizing we're going to be gone all that weekend and I really need to get an episode recorded sooner so that I'm not behind and scrambling when we are trying to go away on our vacation. So I decided that I was going to do something kind of light so that I could get this episode recorded in advance and not have to take time to do a whole lot of notes and research. So one topic that I had thought about doing for a while was just kind of going through the apps that are helping me the most right now. I love to use apps on my phone for all different types of things, for meal planning, for productivity, for reading, for social media, all kinds of stuff. So I thought that maybe there might be some that I use that maybe you would like to use or haven't heard of before that maybe might be helpful to you if you're looking for something similar. So I'm just going to kind of share what those are right now. And I'm just going to kind of go in order as they are on my phone. That way I can just kind of breeze through them and then make sure I'm not missing any. So the first apps that I have in a folder on my phone are in a folder that I created called Productivity. So I actually have some apps in here that I'm no longer using, which is the Strides app and the Errands app and an app called TickTick. They were different like reminder type apps and Strides is like an app where you track, what do you call that? Streaks, but I don't do that anymore because I found that I don't like doing streaks. It doesn't work well for me. If I miss a day on the streak, I'm like, oh, well, that's done. And then I just stop. So I do have that app still, but I don't use it anymore. Errands and TickTick were two different like reminder type list, like task list apps. And I just had trouble with them. The one wasn't giving me the notifications and whatever. The other one just wasn't suiting my needs. So what I'm using now for just like general task reminders where I want it to say like, don't forget to take out dinner or garbage goes out tonight, like that type of thing. I use this app that is called Reminder. That's it. It's just simply Reminder and it's just very basic, where you can have a reminder that goes off every day at a certain time, or you can have it go off once a week, or you can have it go off every 3 months, or you can have it go off every Tuesday, whatever. It's got a lot of different ways to set up how often and how frequently you want the reminder to go off, and how many times you want it to remind you about it. And it works well for me. You can click on just the day and it shows you your list of tasks for that day, or not tasks, but like reminders that you have set up for that day. And I really like it, for things that I want like an alert to pop up, like something I can't forget to do. So Reminder, that's what I'm currently using for those types of things. I have another app called Structured, which I really like for time blocking. It's basically like a calendar type app and it does sync with your Apple calendar. I'm guessing it would do the same on Android. I'm not really sure if it's an Android app or not. I should mention that these are all Apple apps. So I'm not 100% sure how Androids work. I don't know if they all have the same apps. So if you have an Android, I do not know if these may be applicable to you or not. But anyway, so this app does sync with your regular calendar on the iPhone. So any things you have blocked out in there will come over into the app. You can tell it if you don't want it to include that item, but it kind of works good because say if I have to drive one of my daughters to work, like the fact that they're working, I keep in the calendar and it'll show that on the schedule. So it's good to kind of map out the day. I really do it for kind of high level time blocking, like especially on the weekend. I have like certain things, like when I wake up, I usually do some work on the podcast. I will like do the dishes, clean the stove. Then I'll like do our guinea pig cage, water the plants, like things like that. And I have them time blocked by about how much time it takes them. And it kind of helps motivate me to just bang right through those time slots and, you know, say like, oh shoot, it's almost 10:30. I got to do the fish tank, you know, and just kind of like keep me moving along. So I find that it's a really good app for time blocking. So if you like that type of thing, that app might be helpful to you. Trello. So Trello was so confusing to me, and I'm still kind of trying to learn it. I didn't love it for like task lists, which a lot of people do love it for. I just don't really understand it yet. But what I do really love it for is for storing information, like just general, like information that doesn't change. Like for example, I have a pet info board on my Trello boards, and within that, I have like a copy of my dog's most recent vaccine records. I have a little chart that I had found for our leopard gecko that explains like different things about certain feeders and things related to their health, like that you need to know. I have a separate board for my horses, and it tells me when I need to worm them and what months I need to use certain wormers. It has a test results that my one horse got done for blood work. I have a, what else? I have like, shoot, I know I have really good ones in here. I have like a home projects one where I put a link for a company that I wanted to use to request an estimate for getting fence. You can basically create different boards and then you can add information to them, like a PDF, like an email, a picture. You can put all of this information like in that place, and then you just can go to that place and be like, oh, let me go see, you know, what was that receipt or what was that contact information? Or I even put like a YouTube video in there the other day. Someone had sent me a link for a YouTube video, a certain way to do the fish tank that I have, like how to clean the gravel properly, and it was a great video. So like I was able to take the link and put it on my fish board, and now that video is always there. So I really love it for that type of thing where I'm kind of storing information that I always want to have related to some area in my life. So that's been really helpful to me, using that Trello app for that. I do want to learn about it more because I know there's a lot more ways to use it. I didn't really get it, and I didn't really have the time to really learn too much about it. But that way, as far as storing things like that on the boards, I just love it. It's been really helpful to me. Another app that I really am loving is called, I don't know how to say it. I don't know if it's Toddy or Toady or whatever. It's Tody. This one I did pay for. I think most of the other apps that I have that I'm going to mention were free, or some of them might be very cheap, but some of them I had for so long, I honestly don't remember if I paid for them or not. This one I just recently got a few months ago. And this is an app to organize your cleaning tasks. And I just love it. I used to love the Fly Lady app, but I lost my data. The app just like crashed one time. So I lost like all the customization I had done in the app. And then I think I got it back, but then I like recreated everything again and then it wasn't responding. I was just having a lot of trouble with the app. And also what I didn't like about the Fly Lady app, if you're not familiar with Fly Lady, it's like zone cleaning where you have like different zones of your house that you work on each week. And then there's all these tasks within that zone. So each time you're in that zone, you work on the tasks in that zone. Well, what I didn't like about that app was that you know, if I didn't get that zone done during the week, I would always feel like, oh my gosh, I am gonna miss that cleaning that area now for like another 4 or 5 weeks until that zone comes around again. And then the tasks within the zone, they didn't really have any prioritization. I had to kind of remember on my own, like what was most priority to get done. And now I know that seems like it's probably not that big a deal for most people, but these are the kinds of things I stress over. So, what I love about this app is it's set up in zones. So like right now, and you can add your own zones, you customize it. I'm still working on kind of building it, customizing it exactly how I want it, but I'm adding to it as I go along. Like when I think of something, I'm like, oh, I should add that to the living room category or whatever. So right now I have like a family room, kitchen, living room, upstairs bathroom, downstairs bathroom, and basement zones that I created. And then within those zones, you can put all of your tasks that relate to that zone. But what I really love about it is within the task, you can then identify how often you want to do that task. So say like, for example, I have a wood burning stove, right? And I want to clean it once a month, but I only want to clean it once a month during the winter because in the summer we're not using it. So I was able to tell it to be cleaned once a month, but only during the months of whatever. I probably chose like November to like March. I don't know what I chose, but I was able to customize like how, not only how often, but then also that it was seasonal. So that when I go to my task list, what's due, it won't even show that being due at this point because it's not due until the season starts when it's due. And then whatever things are due, it prioritizes them in order of like if something is past due, that will show up first. And then the things that are most like due coming up next will show in the list. So it kind of prioritizes in order, like things that you haven't done that you're like way behind on will show up at the top. And then it just kind of goes in order of the priority from there. And then you can also click on just like a general task list, and that breaks down your highest priorities by area. So basically anything that's like past due or due now will come up on your to-do list. And so I can say like, oh, I need to vacuum the family room that I'm 3 days overdue on. I need to sweep the kitchen floor. I'm 2 days overdue on that. Whatever. It kind of just can tell me like, these are your biggest priorities. These are the things that you're past due on. Unfortunately, I'm usually working on the past due things because I never seem to keep up on it fully. But it's really helped me just look at it and say like, okay, this is how much time I have. And these are the things that need to be done most. So I really feel like that amount of time, like saying this gets done every week or this gets done every 2 weeks or this gets done every 3 months or 6 months or whatever, by being able to customize it in that way, it's so helpful to me. And then one other fun little thing is there's this, and you don't have to have this feature turned on, but I like stupid little things like this. There's like this little character, I think his name is Dusty. Yeah, his name is Dusty, right? So then at the top, like each time you do a task, you get like points for the tasks that you do. And this little character, Dusty, is doing his own task. So he's like building points and you're building points. And there's like a little bar at the top that shows you like where you are in relation to him. And believe it or not, I've seen that like he's ahead and I'd be like, oh, I got to get a few things done. All right, let me see. I could do the fridge today. Let me clean out the fridge. That's on my list that has to be done. And I was literally doing things so that Dusty would not beat me because I wanted to get my points. So I'm just really loving that app. Again, it's called T-O-D-Y. I did pay for that though, and I think it might have been like $6.99. It was like a little bit of a higher priced app. But for me, I stress out about what I should be cleaning, when I should be cleaning it, and all that type of thing. So it was a really useful app for me. Okay, so then as far as meal planning, I use the app called Mealboard. And I just really love this app because you can show like all the days like of the week, and you can go out, like mine is set to go out for 4 full weeks. You can have it go shorter than that. I'm not sure if you can go longer than that. But even though it's only going out 4 weeks, you can go ahead as far as you want. Like you can click forward. It's just that 4 weeks is what shows on your screen. So say if I make a recipe and I'm like, I don't really want to make this again for like another 3 months, but I didn't want to forget about it, I can go ahead 3 months in the app and put that recipe down, and then I'll say like, okay, I'm gonna remember to make this again in 3 months. I won't forget about this recipe. You know, like certain things you just kind of make every once in a while, and then sometimes you wind up tending to forget about them. So you can go forward as far as you want and put a recipe on your plan. It's just that it only shows like up to 4 weeks, I think, at a time in your app. But it has each day of the week, and you put in your recipe that you want to make. You can import recipes from so many websites. I import from basically, as long as it's in an importable format, like I import from just random websites. I'll go to a website, find a recipe, copy the link, go into the app, click import, it automatically pastes in and it imports the recipe. And when I do my meal plan for the week, I have the meal plan there and I can tell it to sync the meals for a certain period of time. So like when I go grocery shopping, it's for the upcoming Saturday through the following Friday. So I go into the app and I say, okay, sync the grocery list for the recipes from this date to this date. And then it creates the grocery list for me for all those recipes. Then I go through that list. I go around the house and check and see what I already have. And then whatever's left is going to go on my list for shopping. So you can duplicate the recipes. You can copy them to another day. You can move things around. So I just really love this app. I've used this for a really long time. You can also access the recipes on the internet. You can go to, I think it's like mealboard.com, and you just log in and all the recipes that you have in your app are shown there too. You can import recipes from the computer. You can add your own recipes, you know, just things that you make that you want to put in there. You can add them yourself. I just find it really convenient. It works for me. So that's the app that I use to do my meal planning. I also use an app called IntelliList, which is basically like a grocery list app. That's where I'll put, like, I have, for example, in here, I have a BJ's app, and not a BJ's app, a list for BJ's. BJ's is like Costco, if you're not familiar, if you don't have BJ's in your area. But like on my BJ's list, like for example, I'm looking at it right now, I had that I needed eggs, milk, oat milk, tissues, salmon, mayo, and paper towels. So I can just look at my list and see what I need. When I go into BJ's, I just look on the app and it's all right there. What I like about it is, what I do is I keep certain things in there that I always use, and you could check them off and then just uncheck them and they're still right there. They're not gone from the list. So like certain things that I get every single week, like eggs, milk, things like that, I keep them on the list. I check them off when I'm in the store. But then after I'm done grocery shopping and I go to like refresh my list, I delete off the items that I only needed for that week. But then I just uncheck like the things that I know I'm going to need again next week, and then they're already there. And then during the week, if I think of something that I need from BJ's, I just go in and I add it to the list real quick. Right now, I'm only really using this for BJ's, and I do keep a list for Aldi for the things that I always get regularly. But I'm not really using it that much for my other specific things that I need for like for my weekly grocery shopping list, like for the things that I'm only buying for recipes specifically, because I have been doing online grocery pickup, like where I order and then go pick it up. So rather than putting it on my list and then putting it into the app to place the order, when I go through my grocery list for what I need for the recipes that I'm going to make, if I see that I don't have something, I go directly into the app where I'm going to be placing the order and then just add it in there. Because you can accumulate your order over time. You don't have to like place the order all at once. So even if I'm not picking up groceries until Thursday, but on Tuesday, I see that I'm going to need chicken breast or something, I could just add it into the app and then it's already in my order. So there's no reason for me to put it on a grocery list and then go put it into the app later. So I'm just directly adding to the app, but I do still use the list to check and make sure that I have our basics. Like from Aldi, I always get like avocados, I get bread, I get like almond milk, like things like that, that I aren't like for a recipe specifically, but they're just like those things that I always get. I keep them on that list and then I just kind of check it and make sure that, you know, if I still do need those things, and then I'll add those into the grocery shopping order that I'm placing. So that's that. All right, so let's see. So what else do I use a lot here? I think that, like banking apps, I don't know that they're even worth really talking about. The one banking app that I do really love is called Wealthfront, but I think you have to open up an account with them, so it's probably not the best one to share, but there's other apps that are like this. So if you can find an app that you can import all of your different accounts into, this app shows your net worth like at any given time. It's linked up to all the different banks that I have. Like if I have money at several different banks. I have my 401k, you know, we have a Roth IRA, like all the different accounts that you have, no matter what bank they're at, you're able to link them into this app. And it shows you your net worth. Like you could put in your mortgage, like anything that you want to put in there that will show you what your net worth is right now. Your net worth, if you're not familiar, is basically all the assets that you have minus all the liabilities that you have. So all the cash, retirement accounts, your home, any things like that are your assets. And then it minuses out any liabilities. So what you owe on your home, what you owe on any car loans, what you owe on credit cards, anything like that get minused out. And the difference is your net worth. So this app is really cool because you can import from all those different sources and it keeps it updated. And you can just click at any given time and see what your net worth is. And I don't know, I just think it's kind of neat. But, you know, you wouldn't want to have to open up an account just to have that. I'm sure there's other apps that do that type of thing. So, I mean, okay. I don't want to forget the Libby app because that is my favorite frugal thing that I ever learned. I remember when I first started learning about frugality, I had heard about, you know, people talk about like free fun things to do. And I heard about the library app and I was like, wait, what? You can get library books for free on your phone? Like I was, couldn't even believe it. And I still, every time I listen to audiobooks or read electronic books on the app, I still am just so excited about it. Like I just can't get over it. And it's been years and years now that I've been doing it. But the Libby app is what most of the libraries use. I think, I'm pretty sure like everyone that I've seen uses that one. And it's completely free. I have both two libraries. I have the one in the county that I live in, and then I have the one for the county that's next to us because they have an agreement where you could just get a library card if you live in the next county. But there's plenty of libraries that will also let you pay like a small fee to get a card to their library so that you can get access to more books. Like say if you live in an area where maybe, you know, you don't have like a big library system and maybe they don't have that much to offer, you can pay to join another library outside of where you live so that you can get access to their electronic books. And it is so great. You do have to have a little bit of patience because anything that's really popular, you usually do have to wait for, but you just put it on a hold list just like you would in the real library. And as soon as it's ready, you get a notification that that is available. And you can just get these books for free. I listen to audiobooks. I read lots of Kindle, they're like Kindle books. You can read it on the Kindle, you can read it in the app, you know, just like a regular digital book. I use my iPad to read those a lot of times, like if I'm walking on the treadmill, and then you can also read it on your phone. It syncs, so like say if I'm reading a book on my iPad, and then maybe I'm in the grocery store waiting online and I want to keep reading the book a little bit more, it will sync like where I left off on the iPad to my phone so I could pick up where I left off on the other device. And then there's lots of books that you can just read right away. Like sometimes when I just felt like reading something and I didn't have, like none of the books that I had on hold were available yet, you could just go in and say like, okay, I want this genre, I want an audiobook, what available now, like whatever. And then it'll just show you like anything that you can just rent right now. And you can read the description. And I found so many good books, like just even by doing that, that I would have never even really known about. And I'd read the description and think, that sounds really interesting. And then wind up loving the book. So the Libby app, I love it. I also like the Goodreads app. I don't follow anyone and I don't have like mine where anyone follows me. I don't even know how you do that. But I just love it to keep track of the books that I'm reading. Every time I finish a book, I go in and I record it. I also somewhat use it to keep a list of books I want to read, although I mostly do that in the Libby app by tagging books. If I hear of a book that I want to read, I just tag it. And then it's in my tagged list so that I can always go look and see if that book is available for me to listen to, or, you know, I could put a hold on it or whatever. And then the only other app that I can say that we use all the time is the Life 360 app. If you have kids and they have cell phones, This is a great app. I just use it all the time to basically spy on my kids. Not really spy on them, but just to make sure they're safe or they're where they're supposed to be, that they got to where they were going. Because as many times as you tell a kid, call me or text me when you get there, so often once they see their friend, they've totally forgotten that you asked them to do that. So you could just look at the app and it shows you where the person is at. It shows you if their phone is charged. So like my one daughter always forgets to charge her phone. So it'll show like that her phone is at really low battery. Like for example, right now it shows me that her phone is less than 7% charged. So, you know, I can call her and be like, hey, your phone battery is really low and I'm not going to be able to get a hold of you. Can you please charge your phone? And one funny thing is my daughter took driving lessons the other day. And it was really cool because while she was on the driving lesson, I was in the app, like watching where she was. And I was like, oh, no way. That's so cool. I can't believe they drove all the way out there. It was her very first time. Well, she had driven one other time, but it was just for like a really short time. So it was her first like real time driving, like on the road. And I was kind of surprised like how much they actually do with them in that one first day. But it was neat because I was seeing like where she was going and where she was driving. And so it's just kind of nice to have. And, you know, you could see that someone got where they were supposed to get safely. And that's what we use it for. Our whole family's on there. So we can always see at any given time where each other's at. I know everybody's not good with that, but my family is. We kind of joke that we spy on each other all the time, but we're not spying. We're just making sure that wherever we were supposed to be is where we're at. And we know that they're safe. And that's that. So I think that is pretty much it. You know, the apps that I'm really kind of using for productivity and fun stuff, that's pretty much what I use. So hopefully maybe there was something on here that you haven't heard of that might be helpful to you. If you don't, you know, if you can't, I'm not going to do a blog post for this one just because, like I said, I'm trying to do this just so that I can make sure I got something out for while I'm away, and I thought this would be a fun topic to do, but I'm probably not going to write up a blog post. So if there was something that I mentioned and you don't feel like going back to rewind it, go ahead and just send me an email, and I'll let you know what the app was. So that's going to be it for today. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. And you can find a blog post for each episode, but not including this one, for most of my episodes at lolasfrugallife.com on my website. We also have a private listeners group on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. The group is growing. It's still very small, but I am just really loving it. There's more people joining and more people that are speaking up lately. And I just really love to get to interact with everybody. It's just so much fun. So if you want to join that group, I would love to have you. Also, if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening and also so your friends can see it. Maybe this is something that they might like. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what causes the algorithms in the podcast app to show my show to more people, which will help me grow the podcast, which is what I'm really trying to do. So that would be awesome if you could do that. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?